You may not know the name Tim Perotti, but chances are you've seen work by this native Charlottean around the city and on your TV screen. Whether he's designing a set for a local play or has a recurring role on the post-apocalyptic show The Walking Dead, Perotti has a hard time saying no to creative undertakings. Many projects keep him busy these days, but Children's Theater of Charlotte is his home base, which is where WFAE's Sarah D'Elia caught up with Perotti to discuss the two very different worlds he lives in.
Ask Tim Perotti what he does as the scenic artist at the Children's Theater of Charlotte, and this is the answer he'll give you.
I tell them that I create all the magic. Pretty much everything you see on stage, I or my assistants painted with their hands and created that from nothing.
In other words, without Perotti's magic, the set would be just a bunch of wood. He's been in this position at the theater for over a decade, painting and creating the art that makes the shows come alive. The world he's currently creating is a skyline for a bustling city in the play Go Dog Go. He uses the stage of the McCall Family Theater inside Imaginon as a workspace for the large backdrop.
To me, it's like installation art. I know scene painting is not really considered an art form, I guess, in fine art, but to me, we create this world, we put it together, we collaborate with the actors and the lighting designers and the costumers and the directors and the stage managers, and we all put it together. It's an all-encompassing piece of art.
This is the first world Perotti lives in, one full of wonder and whimsy. From creating scenic art for children's theater to designing the set for his wife Kim's rendition of A Raisin in the Sun, it's challenging work he enjoys, and it's just sort of how he sees the world.
I'm always studying whether I know it or not. I can be stopped at a stoplight looking at a sunset or looking at the way the light hits a building, and I start thinking about how I would paint that, what I would do first, and what layers I would add on top of that. How would I get that dimension right? So it's just always running through my head with everything else.
The other world he lives in is a little darker. If you're a fan of The Walking Dead and have not watched episode 11 of season 7, consider this your spoiler alert. Until recently, Perotti had a recurring role on the post-apocalyptic show The Walking Dead as Dr. Carson, the doctor to a group called the Saviors, just one of many clusters of people trying to stay alive as zombies roam the earth.
Okay, let's take a look. It'll get better if you let it. Negan will take care of you. Trust me.
Unfortunately, Dr. Carson meets an untimely death when he takes the fall for something he didn't do, which makes Negan, arguably the biggest villain of Walking Dead history, pretty mad. So mad, he throws Dr. Carson into a furnace.
Just assumed that I would probably wind up getting eaten or chewed on or something, and maybe become a zombie myself or whatever, a walker myself. But I was told when I was there that this is the most interesting or epic death that they've had, or a lot of people said, so it certainly caused enough attention and was unexpected, and so, you know.
Did not see that coming.
Did not see that coming.
Perotti has also had roles in Army Wives, Cabin Fever, and A Time to Kill, and that's just naming a few. Perotti has found this sort of sweet spot in his career. Children's theater is very flexible with his schedule. If he has an audition for a TV show, they make it work. So it's not hard to see why this native Charlottean has stayed in the city, although he did flirt with living in New York years ago. Now it's more of a quick trip he makes with his wife for inspiration.
We go to New York occasionally and you know, get charged up with the energy up there and come back and put it into our work here, because the people in Charlotte need theater too.
Life hasn't changed dramatically for Perotti since his time on The Walking Dead, although he has seen an increase in Twitter followers and has gotten some new fan mail.
Fans, they send a card with my picture on it and the name and the character's name and the logo and want me to sign that. And I'm like, okay. And I used to write fan letters to people when I was a kid. But, you know, there's people that I would like to write fan letters to now and get their autograph.
Perotti is definitely a collector in his own right. He's been collecting Planet of the Apes memorabilia on and off since 1974, so he gets it. Along with the uptick in Twitter followers, he's noticed a difference in the roles he's been reading for lately.
Now I'm older and I cut my hair. I'm reading for doctors and lawyers and stuff, which I never used to do. And so I guess you age into a different different roles and stuff. So I read for a senator the other day. I've never done that before. So
you're going up in the hierarchy there.
So still read for drug dealers and people who live in the backwoods occasionally. But, you know, that's all right.
Whatever comes next for Parati, he's glad to have had the experience on the zombie thriller. He had auditioned about 9 different times for various roles before landing this one, though the role of Dr. Carson may have worked out for the best. It had lines, a vital role in the show's plot, and an epic death scene that no one will soon forget. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.